playing this because I'm expecting a call from our champion, Cameron Dorn. Pick up that phone and give me a call right now. I have the Guinness Book of World Records for the most burpees ever performed by a human being. 10,105, I do believe, is correct. Cameron Dorn, are you there?
I am. That's a great choice of music you're playing there, Ann.
I'm sorry, what did you say, Cameron?
I said that's a great choice of music you're playing.
I know. That's why we had to play it for you. That's why I said, call now, Cameron.
Right.
How you doing today? How you feeling after that Saturday afternoon record-breaking?
I'm doing well. You know, each hour the body gets better and better. My walking stride's back to almost normal. My energy's getting it's elevating each day.
That was, I think a lot of people probably don't realize that is really hard on the human body. You trained and trained for weeks and months to do this. But you had no idea how your body would actually react, did you?
Right. It's one of those once-in-a-lifetime things, thank goodness. And I was able to get through it. I only did 3,300 leading up to it. You just kind of got to put yourself out there and trust your training, and it all worked out.
Yeah, and I mean, you broke the 5,000 burpee record with, what was it, eight and a quarter hours?
Right.
How did that make you feel when you first broke that one, Cameron?
It was nice, but then again, everybody got hold of that 10,000 number, and, do some quick math, 5,000 is only half of 10. I still was like, man, 5,000 hurt. I still got a long way to go.
One of the things that I was real interested, because I came by and saw you at the sweat box a couple
of
times there, and was the food that you had out there on that. Now, did you specially make that kind of bouncy area that you were working on?
Right, wooden platform with like 2x4s underneath it. A friend of mine at Greenway Construction, Wes Funderburk, actually constructed it for it to help with the joints, because if you're landing on concrete, your joints would, the odds are I would have really injured something if not had a stress fracture should I have done that on the concrete compared to a wood platform.
Sure. And then what you ate, I mean, I saw peanut butter, I saw spaghetti, I saw those big cookies that you had brought out here one time when we were talking.
Right.
How did you pace yourself as far as what to eat and even what to drink?
Well, you have this plan. I mean, luckily I've been doing these endurance races now since I was 19, longer, so I kind of learned my body. Of course, you go by, I'll be honest, urine color. You want to make sure it's clear. That's a good way to check, and your sweat rate. If you stop sweating, something's wrong. But there comes that time, and I've never came to that time before, you're at hour 14 of burpees, and you just kind of got to force whatever you want down. And Snickers bars look good. Pickle juice looked even better. And, a big gallon of Coca-Cola was my go-to in water.
Did you say pickle juice?
Pickle juice.
Okay, why pickle juice?
The sodium content.
Sodium. Okay. Well, I know that going into this, you had raised $10,100, I think. Where are you at with your foundation now?
Right. We're over 12. We're over $12,000. That the student case of courage was there. We went during the 10th, and people were coming in, tossing $20 bills or $100 bills. And then I'm still yet to finalize all the money just to make sure I'm doing the second count today. But I rest assured that we're over $12,000 now. So we crushed goals. Really cool.
It is. And, you know, when you did that 10,000 burpee, what did you say to yourself? I mean, you know, I just can't imagine. Everybody, you know, the video, the only thing I have to say about the video stream, it was silent, right?
Right, right. The sound went off. YouTube stopped the live stream sound because there was music in the background, copyright issues or whatever it may be.
Okay.
But the sound went off, and we would have had to restart the video. But that's the video that needs to be sent to Guinness. So it could have knocked out the world record should that have happened, which we don't want that. I don't want to have to do this again.
Right. But, I mean, I just so when that 10,000, if you were watching the video, you knew that something magnanimous had happened, and finally they got the sign up there. But how did you feel when, because I knew you were tired, man. I tell you what, you could tell you were just pushing it to make it.
The community, the turnout, I was so packed. I mean, there wasn't a time where there wasn't anybody there. I mean, it's 3 a.m. and somebody's there cheering me on doing burpees, but they were counting for me. You know, it was almost like a Rocky movie where you're about to knock out Apollo Creed and he's about to go down, but they were just counting burpee after burpee, and I actually did a set of 51 to finish it out, and I was jacked. It was a pretty decent size accomplishment.
Yeah, so that was Gracie just saying, good job, Cameron!
Right, right. Thank you for coming out and supporting me, Ann, and talking about on the radio. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Now, one last thing. You're not stopping there. You got another record, not for you, but for Fuji, coming up tomorrow.
That's right. Fujifilm Manufacturing. On Wednesday at 9:30 in the morning, we're setting the record for most people doing a sit-up simultaneously. We got about over 300 signed up now, and we're bringing a Japanese company, actually holds the record at 262, but as part of our initiative of Fujifilm Fit, we're setting the record right here on campus tomorrow.
So. Well, now, do you have to do any number of because I just read it was just the most people doing it at any
right,
time.
Right, most people. So it's a mass participation. It's a great way, you know. A lot of people, it's just a way to implement it and say, hey, get you thinking about exercise. If you can do a sit-up and you break a world record, we want to get you started on a normal exercise regimen. So it's just a way to bring light to fitness, get people thinking in that manner.
Well, you definitely are fit, young man. You definitely are fit. Now, I just want to that $12,000 that you raised doing the burpees. What is that money going for? And if somebody else would like to contribute, they've heard the story, they can't believe right here in Greenwood, South Carolina, we hold the burpee world record.
That's
how
right.
do they go about doing that?
So, once again, the page for the whole story, Media Links, Fox News, WYFF, is www.gofundme.com/burpee world record. You can donate online now, still up for another 7 days. The money will be split between Ware Scholes High School, the cross-country team, which just was founded last year, and to get them new shoes, new running tights, new shorts, adequate running clothing, plus garments so they can see what pace they're going so they don't outpace themselves and go out too hard, as well as a school in Peru to get them new clothing. The school in Juarez, Peru, I'll be visiting next month. Academic materials and hygiene items for over 50 kids down in South America, plus connecting the two schools via pen pals so they've got a friend on a different continent in their teen years, and they can see the world small, truly, after all.
Wow. So. Well, Cameron, I really appreciate it. I know you're busy getting ready for this another world record tomorrow out there at Fuji. Thanks so much for calling us. I can't say enough about it. I think you are a huge hero here.
Thank you, Ann. You've been behind me the whole time since we first met, and I appreciate your continued support, and I look forward to working with you in the future.
Absolutely. You have a good one, Cameron. Thanks
right,
so much
Take
for
care.
Calling
Bye-bye.
Us. Bye-bye. All right. Well, there you go. You heard it right here on WCRS. Cameron Dorn changing the world one record at a time. You know, when he goes down to Peru, he's going to be climbing, I don't know what mountain it is, but he's going to be climbing some huge mountain down there, and we'll have to get more of the details. I know he told me about it the last time he was on. But the Suitcase of Courage Project Grooming Leaders. And again, if you'd like to donate to this, go to GoFundMe.com/Burpee World Record. Do it now.